Let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and bring in our special guest for the 5 o'clock hour, former BYU quarterback, former wide receiver, all-around great athlete, all-around great guy, working for Nike these days, Parker Mangum, the brother of Tanner Mangum. Parker, how you living?
Great, Ben. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, it's great to have you on again. It was, what, like 3 months ago that we had you on. You know, your brother was still out on the mission, working his tail off, serving the Lord with all of his heart, might, mind, and strength. You gave us some info, got BYU fans extremely excited. The date has finally come. He's home. And how good does it feel to be reunited with your little brother, Tanner?
It's always very exciting. You know, Madison came home 3 years ago. That was exciting to have him back. Now that Tanner's home, he took his time coming off the plane, he said. He had to kind of soak it in and kind of realize, you know, the post-mission life is about to begin. So, but it was a great reunion and, you know, hugs all around. We were definitely the loudest family in the airport welcoming him home. Other missionary families were pretty subdued and quiet about their reunions, but the Mangums go big, so it was fun.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's a tradition. I can't remember what I did. I can't remember because all the concussions, but I might have waited until everybody was off before I came out. Is that what Tanner did?
That's exactly what he did. He took his sweet time.
And mom's crying, waiting.
Oh, I mean, the suspense was killing us all. Yeah, mom especially was just, she's like, what is he doing? He's torturing us, you know? So.
Oh, man. How's, well, tell us when the homecoming talk is.
He actually speaks this Sunday. It is Fast Sunday, but he has been given permission to speak because he's got to get back down to Provo and join you guys on Monday. So he's going to drive down and start working out on Monday.
Can't wait to see him in Provo once again. He's I can tell you this, BYU fans are extremely excited to see him on campus again. Tell us, how's his Spanish? Does anyone else in the family speak Spanish there with the Mangums?
Yeah. So I went to Italy, so I speak Italian, but I can understand a little bit, you know, similar language. Our middle brother, Madison, who's playing at Idaho State right now, he actually served his mission in San Antonio with, I think, your brother, right, Ben?
Yep, exactly. Uh-huh.
And he spoke Spanish down there, so they've been chatting it up big time the last 24 hours and all their slang, Spanish, and it's been fun. Tanner's been teaching Madison all the Chileno slang terms and stuff, so that's been fun to listen to.
are both of them prideful about their own Spanish? Like, oh no, this is probably the right way to speak it. Or how does that go down?
Yeah, no, that's funny. Because Madison is actually, he's a Spanish major at Idaho State, so he knows all the rules probably better than Tanner does. But he it's fun to listen to the different dialects and different ways of saying things.
How's his body looking right now? Does he look the same as when he left, or is he a little bit chubbier, a little bit skinnier? See, I came off the plane, and I was about 20 pounds lighter than I had left. I looked emaciated. My mom wondered if I had eaten anything while I was on the mission. How's he looking?
You know what? Cougar fans, this may be surprising, but he came back like 285. He's got a lot of weight to shed.
285?
No, I'm kidding.
Rice and beans and chicken.
Oh, my gosh. You had me for a second. I was like, no way. No way he's that heavy.
No, he's looking good. He's you know, about 6'3 still. Didn't grow at all on the mission, but he went in about 205. And when he left the spring ball, you know, 2 years ago, he was about 210. So he's looking, you know, he's fit. He's got a, you know, a lot of his cardio and endurance will come back, I'm sure, but and muscle strength. So he's looking to put on, you know, over the next year, you know, another 10 to 15 pounds for sure.
Now, we don't care about how good of shape he's in. We just care about how he throws the rock, right? I mean, it's crazy. We sit here and we ooh and ah over guys like Brady Quinn or Tim Tebow, their type of bodies, right? And then you look at Jameis Winston, who was the co-MVP with Tanner, with, you know, in the Under Armour game. And Jameis going into his pro day in the combine looked like he was like 40 pounds overweight. You just totally out of shape, and he's first pick overall in the NFL draft just because he can sling the rock.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, and pro day and combine strength bodies are obviously different than playing bodies. But no, Tanner's we threw the rock last night with Madison and myself, and just like old times, you know, playing offense and defense in the backyard, and just, you know, he's swinging the ball just fine. Like he brought a football with him on his mission, and he threw quite a bit. He said, and so it'll. Yeah, I'm sure it does some rust to shake off, just like with anything, but yeah, he looks good.
Did he bring the football home with him? How beat up is that football from the mission?
You know, he brought two with him, and he gave two away as gifts to friends that he made in Chile. So those are cool memories, I'm sure, for his friends. But
Well hopefully they're future recruits, you know, because BYU, since Tanner's been gone, they've been recruiting a lot of guys from different islands, different places around the world. So you never know what those two footballs can do.
That's a good point, yep.
Dick Harmon mentioned something to me off the air, and I wanted him to bring it up on the air. I think Dick, you had interviewed Parker a while back.
I did. I had a great talk with him and his brother Madison, two great interviews and a lot of information, a lot of enthusiasm from that family about sports and about their lives and about what they do. And I had Parker break down the athletic abilities or traits that each one of them had. And, you know, it's very interesting. Maybe we could get Parker to do that here on the air for us. It's very interesting how different these guys are. And
Would you be willing to do that, Parker? Break down each individual brother's athletic ability?
Parker's the hard hat wearing hard worker. So go from there, Parker.
Well, let me start with Madison and then I can kind of.
Okay, start with Madison.
Madison's, he's an amazing athlete of the family. He's got the sheer, natural, raw athleticism. He's always been able to jump higher, run faster, run farther, just catch everything. He's good with his body in space. He has this great, incredible body control and just sees things before they happen. And he's always just been super determined and just obsessed with winning and sports and improving his body. It's just been a lot of fun to watch him grow up, you know, ever since he was little to where he is now as an all big sky receiver in the Idaho State. And just looking like a chiseled Greek god. You know what? He looks like a Ben Kirtle in his prime. You know what?
That's a lie.
But then you have Tanner. And Tanner, he's the smart one. He's got the football intelligence. And, you know, he doesn't have the body of Madison per se, but he definitely is very smart with the football, very accurate. And he's been playing QB ever since he was 6 years old in flag football. It was actually the first year I started playing quarterback in high school. And he's like, well, if older brother Parker's a quarterback, I'm going to be a quarterback. And so he and I have actually been the quarterbacks for the same amount of time, which is why he's so much better than I am. But he picked it up, and he learned how to throw the ball at an early age and was extremely confident back in the pocket. And just was able to read defenses really well. And he shows a lot of confidence and poise back there that, you know, I certainly did not. So it's just been fun to watch them both develop, you know, with their different skill sets and characteristics and traits, which is why it was fun to watch them play together in high school. You know, it was the Mangum brother connection. Madison wore number 4, Tanner was number 11. So the joke was, if you wanted to dial up a touchdown, you dial 411.
That's great.
That's on point. Parker Mangum on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Parker, the transition from the mission field to regular life is a difficult one. It was difficult for me, having two older brothers can definitely help. How have you guys, or what have you guys talked about with Tanner to help him transition? What advice did you give Tanner to help make that transition?
Well, Tanner's still recovering from the workout I put him through this morning. So, you know, maybe, you know, we'll have him talk about that later. But
Because you're in the greatest shape of your life right now. Parker, you know, was a good athlete at BYU, mind you, and he was in very, very good shape. But he's been working for Nike now. And are you, in CrossFit now? Are you, doing all these endurance competitions?
Do, We do a lot of high intensity training type workouts, and I've picked up a few things just, you know, rubbing shoulders with awesome trainers, you know, masters of their craft, and it's been fun to, you know, pass it along to the friends, family, you know, whenever I get the chance. But anyway, so yeah, this morning we did a kind of a circuit series of burpees and sprints, and he was feeling it afterwards. But no, I mean, you know, going back to the transition, you know, Tanner understands that, you know, it's going to take some time to get back into the mainstream world. And but he's excited, you know, he's optimistic and super positive. And, you know, I took him shopping today, you know, updated his wardrobe a little bit from 2 years ago. And he's just excited to get down to Provo and start, you know, practicing and playing and you know, working with his teammates and coaches and just kind of getting back into the thick of it. It's actually better that he's going to be down there so fast. That way he has no time to waste. There's no time to be bored and idle. He can just get right back into the thick of it.
Is he going to be bunking up with any former players in particular?
Yeah, he's going to live with Matt Hadley for the summer.
Nice, Matt Hadley. He's a baller. I like Matt.
Yep.
People may not remember. Parker, I think you told me this, that remember when Bronco Mendenhall instigated the Echo Challenge and tried to kill people?
Yeah.
Didn't you win that challenge 1 year? Didn't you finish first?
I did, yeah, in 2009, I did. That was a beast. That was a hard one. I mean, I got second the year before, and I was extremely frustrated about that for, I don't know, whatever reason, just because I wanted to win. And so I made it a point to win the next one, and that was the year we had to run all 28 portals in LaBelle Edwards Stadium.
Wow.
And you know, mountain bike to the top of Squaw Peak and hike to the Y and, you know, swim the mile and all that stuff. But it was fun, because I remember Tad Lewis, he always does it with us, or he did it with us at the time. And I remember I beat him out of the pool, but he was shortly after me, and he was like, "I'm, you know, all right, man, you know, keep going, you know, don't let me, you know, I'm gonna chase you. I'm gonna catch you." And I was like, "I cannot let Chad Lewis beat me in the secret challenge." So
that's awesome. Well, has Jason Beck or Robert and I put in his hands now? You know, he's still got the scriptures in his hands, but he doesn't have to do that 24/7, and he doesn't have to proselyte. But has he been given the materials and the playbooks and the schemes and that to study right now?
You know, to my knowledge, no. But I'm sure, you know, as soon as Tanner hits grounds in Provo on Monday or Tuesday, he'll be given the playbook and everything and go from there. But you know, as of right now, it's all, he read the scriptures this morning, and he's, you know, making the transition.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always hard. That's sensitive. You know, you don't ever want to kind of cross that barrier, right? You don't want anything to distract you from the work. And so I just want a blank slate to work with Tanner, and just let him get down to Provo and start to consume it as he can. Look, we all know this offense is not all that complicated. Just give Tanner the rock and let him sling it around, get his timing down. It'll be all good. You know, Matt Hadley, you brought him up. He's kind of my dark horse right now for the safety spot. Have you gotten any updates on Matt Hadley at all?
I'll be honest, I have no updates whatsoever. I know that Tanner and Matt were good buddies before the mission, and have, you know, since kind of reconnected post mission, and yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I knew Spencer a little bit, and obviously he was a hard hitter, so Matt's no exception.
Mm-hmm. Parker, Dick, were you going to say something?
No, we talked earlier, you know, an hour ago before you came on, Parker, about the importance of a quarterback, a position that you've played, having a really leader at that position, an alpha dog in the room or in the huddle and the sidelines, the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. We've seen in the past, we've had guys that have served as assistant to the mission presidents, being quarterbacks. Taysom Hill in Australia had that opportunity. Your brother did in South America to serve as an assistant to the president. It's interesting that you've got Taysom now, who is the alpha dog in the room. And there's no question about it when he's in there.
Sure.
Who's the boss? He's from Idaho. You got Tanner coming back off a mission, obviously is a great leader and has been a good example, or he wouldn't have been called to be assistant to the president. But how interesting would it be for two Idaho guys who have been in similar situations and have now, I'm thinking that Taysom will really appreciate the fact that Tanner's there and
I
take
think
him
so.
under
and
his
I think
wing.
Taysom and Tanner, were good buddies, before Tanner left back in, spring ball 13. And, very similar, leadership styles, and it must be something in that Idaho water, we think. But, I think to your point, they're going to work great together and can bounce ideas off of each other. Obviously, two varied styles of play a little bit, but that actually makes it all the more threatening and exciting to watch.
Well, things are a little unsettled now that Christian Stewart's gone and there's really no clear-cut backup to Taysom. But I think it's interesting that, Tanner can come in the room and say, I was here. I've been through practices. I've been through team meetings. I've been with Robert and I. I've talked to the coaches. I've been on that practice field, and I've thrown and had reps, and I've stood behind, and I've taken things in. So in a way, it's not like he's just coming in and everything's foreign to him. And I think he's got to earn the respect of people physically because he's been there before. He's not a freshman coming in, true freshman.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, this morning, just digging around old stuff, we actually found his some of those highlights from the spring game of 2013. And I think Taysom was still recovering from one of his injuries. And so Tanner actually got quite a bit of playing time and did, relatively well, all things considered. And it's kind of fun to, kind of get back into the swing of things for Tanner. And he was excited to, start throwing the ball again.
Yeah. And I think just being, he's going to be here next week. And I think just being the fact that he's had that experience and had been in a spring game and other situations, it's huge because the rest of these guys are all, just kind of try to define themselves and find out who they are and where they fit in. And I think it's huge for Tanner to walk in and be in that room and have had that experience.
I agree. Yeah, I think experience definitely takes some of the nerve off and it just helps you be more comfortable, not only, in the pocket and in the huddle, but just in the locker room and relearning the plays and the new schemes. And, it gives you a little bit of an edge, I guess, with your teammates as well.
Did your brother find anybody in South America that could run underneath the ball when he threw it? Or, I remember I had some pretty stud guys on my mission that we threw the ball around with, and on our P days they outlawed our tackle football games.
Because you were playing tackle football, Dick?
Broken
That's
arms,
smart.
Broken noses, everything. But but there are also some guys that just simply. They were just great spirits, but they couldn't catch a ball. You could throw it and did he find anybody?
He did, actually. So Elder Puchu Tao, who's actually a BYU recruit receiver, I forget when he comes home per se, but he just got home. He just got home.
Moroni Laulile Puchu Tao, from Cache Valley.
That's right.
Yep. So they were in the same mission and. Every chance they could, on some P days and things like that. Yeah, they actually connected and ran some routes. So,
Parker, you may not know, you may not be able to answer this, but we've seen mission presidents that have been BYU fans or Utah fans or just not athletic fans at all. But was his mission president? Could we categorize him in one of those particular categories that you know of?
I forget. Yeah, I forget his President Dalton. I forget his background, but I believe he is a BYU fan, and he was very supportive of Tanner and looking forward to watching him play in the future.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a mission president that, he was probably much more lenient than any mission president that I know of. He allowed the assistant to the president. He was a cowboy, a professional cowboy, calf roper, to go and compete at a rodeo.
No.
At a rodeo.
Wow.
And he ended up winning. He won like $500 and a belt buckle. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's a great story. That Elder,
that's amazing.
Got in trouble.
Elder Roy Alexander from Marana, Arizona, right down there in Tucson. I mean, he showed me. He had ropes. Because I ended up serving with him later on in the mission. But he had ropes with him. He showed me the belt buckle. Yeah, we had pretty cool mission presidents. Pretty cool.
That's
mission presidents.
Awesome.
It sounds like that Tanner had a pretty cool mission president as well. Because you know what, you don't want to put yourself in harm's way. You don't want to risk yourself. I mean, you don't want to be playing tackle football like Dick Harmon on your mission. But you got to have a little bit of fun too.
Absolutely. In fact, I think one elder actually broke his leg playing soccer, and so that was about a year into Tanner's mission. So the mission president said, you know what, I got to take a stand and no more contact sports, you know, just too many injuries. But Tanner was still able to at least throw the ball and throw some routes on some, you know, in some non-contact situations.
Love it. How are your parents receiving the young Tanner into their home? How are they doing? Are they just overjoyed to have all the Mangum boys back in under one roof?
Exactly. All the Bear Cubs together again. Yeah. No one's more excited than Mom, of course. Uh-huh. She called dibs on the first hug off the plane, and wouldn't let go for about 45 seconds. But you know, it's fun to have the whole family, you know, back in town for this reunion and for his mission homecoming. We're gonna have some family in town for the weekend, and you know, it's a good time to, you know, reminisce and talk about old memories and talk about his mission. And it's fun to hear Tanner speak because he still speaks with a, you know, naturally speaks with a little Chilean accent, and he, you know, pronunciates every consonant and every vowel, and you know, like he's fresh off the mission. So it's exciting.
Will he be wearing number 12 again, do you think, or is he going to try to go after that his former number?
Yes, you know what? I have no idea. That's I guess we'll just find out what number's available down there.
Parker, we appreciate you joining us. We're so happy that the Mangum family is reunited because it feels so good. Can't wait to see Tanner down here in Provo. I'll be sure to take care of him once he gets down here, brother.
Please do. I appreciate that, Ben.